I've long had a love-hate relationship with preaching the Easter Vigil. On the one hand, just about every theme is available to me tonight. We've heard the whole story of salvation history. We're about to reaffirm our baptismal vows. There's light and there's dark. There's fire and there's water. There's smells and there's bells. There are plenty of things I can talk about. But on the other hand, we're also celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the event that literally changed the world and pretty much just defies human understanding. And at least to me, this entire service sort of preaches itself. Its construction is almost an extended explanation of what happened that night, like an exposition of our whole faith. So what could really be left to say? As I was trying to answer that question for myself, I stumbled onto something that Will Willimon wrote a while ago. And some of you may have heard of him. If not, he's well worth reading. Willimon is a Methodist pastor and a very renowned preacher, and he teaches at Duke Divinity School. I'd like to share a connection he made that resonates especially loudly for me tonight. He writes about a sermon that was preached by another great preacher, Martin Luther King Jr. It was the March of 1965 in Montgomery, Alabama. And this sermon is usually called Our God is Marching On. In that sermon, Dr. King addresses the editorials that he'd been seeing in all the newspapers that asked when all of the quote-unquote civil rights agitators would just go home and let Alabama return to normalcy. But in his answer, King says that it is normalcy that has led to murder. It is normalcy that causes poverty. It is normalcy that prevents equality. So his response was an adamant, no, we will not allow Alabama to return to normalcy. Willimon's point, and the one that struck me, is that there can be no such thing as normal anymore after God raised Jesus from the dead. An empty tomb is not normal, and we cannot go back. When the earth shook that morning, it would never be the same again. It could never be normal, at least not the old normal, the broken one. In Montgomery, Dr. King called for a new kind of normal, a normal that values the dignity and worth of every human being, a normalcy that brings peace and justice. I think the same way, the resurrection ushered in a new normal as well. It brought a world in which sin and death no longer have dominion over us. A world in which joy can overcome despair. A world in which love lets us live without fear. A world in which the death-dealing agents of Caesar doesn't get the final say anymore. And that means the resurrection itself doesn't just call us to be different. It makes us different. We cannot go through the waters of baptism and be bound to Christ without being changed people. So from here, we just have to figure out how to live like it.